Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Louis Patron. I'm bringing you once again Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. This is an interesting evening. I'm late getting into the show. I'm by 15 minutes. I apologize. Technical difficulties, not at my end, at Black Talk Radio's end. I can't figure it out, but I finally was able to get in. I apologize for the delay. If any of you come back on to listen, I will be happy to talk with you. I've only got 15 minutes left in this show, and so let me go. I hope this gets on, and most of you listen on the archived portion. Let's see now. I was going to talk about Egypt tonight. Egypt's all screwed up. I don't have to tell you. Just like the whole Middle East is screwed up, okay? And the problem is the Muslim world, is the Islamic religion. The radical right, in Egypt they're called the Muslim Brotherhood, they're seeking to control, as they control in Iran, and they're fighting for the control of their country, as opposed to people that don't want radical Islam religion. They merely want to practice their Muslim religion. They don't want to be fanatical like the right is. They don't want women to have to wear all black. They're not going to kill a woman if she has sex. They're not going to cut your hands off if you steal. They want to get away from those things and live a normal life but still practice their religion. Problems are not only in Egypt, they're in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Cyprus, and Turkey. All these countries have large portions and large populations of Muslim people, and most, if not all, the Muslims control. Okay. Now, what they want to do in Egypt is be like the religious right there, which is called the Muslim Brotherhood, wants to be like the Muslims in Iran who control, the religious Muslims who are controlling the government of Iran. That's where they're going. That's what they're trying to achieve. What we really have in Egypt is a civil war. Civil war. You have the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the radical right, the religious right. They're organized. They plan, and they're going after this thing, control of Egypt. You recall Mubarak got overthrown 2 years ago. People were in the street in Tahrir Square in Cairo protesting, demonstrating. If you recall, at that time, there were many women out there, young and old, who had thrown off their black uniforms, uncovered their faces, and they were saying, we want democracy, you know, we want to be able to be equal to the men and all this sort of stuff. You had a ton of college people, graduates who could not find jobs. They overthrew Mubarak. Then they had an election. Well, the election, it was close. They are divided in Egypt as the United States is. We have the Republicans and the Democrats. It's 50-50 in this country. It appears that the Muslim Brotherhood, the religious right, and I will call them the liberal sect, the other side, they're 50-50. It was a close election, and the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical right, won, which surprised everyone. I think they won, though, because they organized and planned how they were going to approach the election, get the vote out, and all that sort of stuff, which I don't think the liberals did. In any event, what bothers me is that today, in the demonstrations all over Egypt, you don't see the women. You don't hear the women talking on television as you did 2 years ago when they overthrew Mubarak. You don't see the young college people talking. It's a different ballgame. And, for example, this past week they decided to have a special day, a day of rage. This was called for by the Muslim Brotherhood, again, the radical right of the religion. And in every town of any significance, not just Cairo, in every community of any significance, the people came out and demonstrated who were in support of the religious right. What's happening now? The military have taken over. What people don't seem to understand, and I am sharing with you, is that the military has controlled Egypt for 30 years. They were the power behind Mubarak, except they didn't act when Mubarak got overthrown. They said, well, let's see what happens. Maybe it's a new day and we got a new group to back. Well, they're finding out now they can't deal with the religious right, the Muslim Brotherhood. So they're out there, and they're killing people from the religious right. And this is a war. It's a civil war. Both sides are killing each other. I suspect and I anticipate that the military are going to win, and you're going to have liberal people running the country again. I believe that the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a party, a political party now, is going to be disbanded by legislative vote or by military proclamation, and they're going to have to go underground. And I suspect that for the next 10 to 20 years, this civil war is going to be ongoing in Egypt. Let me tell you also that this Muslim Brotherhood group, the radical right, they're very anti-Christian, very anti-Christian. Since last Thursday, they have burned down 40 Christian churches. They damaged 23 others. They ride up or run up into a Christian church, shooting their guns up, throwing in all kinds of missiles or bombs that are going to burn the church or blow the church up, screaming and yelling, Allah Akbar, God is great, Allah Akbar, God is great, because they want to kill the Christians. I don't understand why they want to kill the Christians. The Christians are 9% of the entire peoples in Egypt. There's 99 million people. 9 million people, 10%, are Christians. And not just Christians of one order, Catholic, Protestant, Episcopalian. It's a mixture. The big Christian church is called the Coptic, C-O-P-T-I-C, Coptic Church. I don't know if it's a spinoff of the Catholic Church way back when. They have their own pope. They have their own pope, the Pope of Alexandria. They don't have an affiliation with the Catholic Church. They broke, I believe, on an issue to, as to who Jesus Christ actually was. In any event, that's your Christian group with your Christian churches. This past week, since Thursday also, the militants, and when I say the militants, I don't mean the military, I'm talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. They've also torched a Franciscan school. They took three nuns and they paraded them down the street as if they were prisoners of war. Think Vietnam, my friends. And then there were two women in the school itself who worked there. They were sexually harassed and abused. I don't know. This is a very bad situation. It's going on now. The attacks aren't going to stop. And, you know, in the Bible, I got to go back to the Bible. It's not the Quran, but it's the Bible. A good book is a good book. Because all these things, by the way, that the Muslim Brotherhood says that, you know, God wants them to do, Muhammad said to do, aren't in the Quran. It's interpretation of the Quran by these priests or these ministers of the religious clerics of the Muslim Brotherhood who have interpreted it over the years to say what they wanted to say. This isn't what Muhammad said. But you remember Christ said, the meek shall inherit the earth. I repeat, the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, in Egypt, I'm going to tell you, the meek that are inheriting the earth are inheriting a spot, a plot, 6 feet under the ground, a grave. Mubarak's going to be let out of jail, as it's been announced this week, which I think is good. I think he got a screw job when they threw him in jail. And charges are being dropped. He's still got some on appeal. But eventually, I see this man going free. The United States, we bungled this whole thing from day one. Mubarak was our friend. He'd been our friend for 30 years. In 1975, Mubarak made peace with Egypt at our insistence. Peace with Egypt. And they were an influence in keeping things steady as they can be between the other Middle East nations and Israel. We gave them, it's sort of a bribe, I guess this is how governments work, we gave them in 1979 $1.3 billion a year to help them doing things because of what they did in recognizing Israel. And it's just been announced we're not going to give them that money this year because of what's going on there. But I believe Obama and Hillary Clinton screwed up here. They immediately, when the demonstration started against Mubarak, said they had to support democracy. Well, just because people yell and scream in the streets and people are shooting and dying doesn't mean the group that's initiating the battle that they are really fighting for democracy. Because in the end, we said we're not going to support Mubarak anymore, and God bless these people who are shouting and screaming in the streets. We're going to have elections, and look what we got. We got the militants, the brotherhood, the people we should not have had there, the Muslim Brotherhood, who only want to control. They are religious fanatics who wish to control. So we made a mistake back then, and it's going to be hard to rectify, and time will tell what is going to happen. I've got 5 minutes left here, and I hope that even though it's only a 15-minute show, somehow this 15 minutes gets picked up on audio. There's a problem we've got. I'm talking about, and you must have heard about it by now. If not, I am telling you, we have now breast-implanted bombs. The terrorists have come up with a new way. Al-Qaeda's come up with a new way to blow up airports, airplanes, buildings, and people. They are taking women and doing breast implants and putting explosives in the implants. Now, what's the difference about this? I mean, we got all these security devices. We got this new X-ray machine. Remember, Liz? Excuse me, last year we got an X-ray machine. Well, as it turns out, that X-ray machine that all of us didn't want, and they're going to see our personal body parts, does not penetrate the body. It only picks up things on the outside of the body. So Al-Qaeda and the terrorists are ahead of us again. They've come up with a way of putting within the implant, within the breast, explosives, and they don't even have them wired. They are exploded by someone several hundred feet away pressing a button on his cell phone, or by chemicals injected into the implant that are on a time thing. They will blend with another chemical, and so will come the explosion. It bothers me that our country, the United States, is always reactive instead of proactive when a problem occurs. Until that fella on the plane was putting matches in the sneaks to blow up the plane because the explosives in the sneaks, we didn't have to take off our shoes. Now we take off our shoes ever since it's security. My point is we've got to think ahead. Because we came up with that X-ray machine, which was the end all, it's now obsolete. We've got to think ahead and say, where are they going to go next, the terrorists? What's Al-Qaeda going to think of next? And we've got to be ahead of them, and we are not. We are reactive as opposed to proactive. And that is a problem of politicians in this country who run Homeland Security and TSA. So now the body scanners we are using are obsolete. Not only can these explosives be put into breasts, a woman's breast, they can be put into their stomach, any body cavity. I've got to raise this question. Why do these women do it? These women aren't going to meet 17 virgins on the other side. You know, the men do it because they're going to get 17, 19, 21 virgins. It isn't going to happen for the women. The women are defecated upon in the Muslim world. There's no respect for them. And I've never heard any of them saying the afterlife's going to be better. So why are these women permitting this? Probably because they are a subjugated gender amongst Muslims. So we've got a problem, my friends, a big-time problem with the airport security, and it's happening right now this past weekend in Heathrow. Heathrow Airport in London, they came up with this last Thursday. They discovered that they're going to have women coming through with implants in their breasts that are containing explosives. They don't know how to find them. They've got increased security. They've got pat-downs. I don't know how a firm pat-down of a woman's breast is going to tell you that she's got chemicals in there. It may tell you she's got an implanted breast because some of them come out hard. I don't know. But again, we screwed up. Our political people screw up because they don't have the brains to look ahead. They do not have the brains to look ahead. Along with that, let me tell you, there was a survey this past week, a study made to discover the least honest city in America, the least honest city in America. And which city do you think was the least honest? You got it. Washington, D.C. Is it any wonder that Washington, D.C. is the least honest city in America? With all these political hacks, political nuts, and political opportunists sitting in Washington, it's no wonder, and it's a shame, and it's unfortunate for we the people. Well, it's been nice talking with you this week. I'm sorry it was a short show. I hope I pick up a lot of you on the archive. I don't think I'm going to have that many listening or waited 15 minutes to come in. I apologize again. I had nothing to do with it, but there still is some sort of a problem. I'm talking to you via telephone rather than through the microphone on the computer, but we do what we have to do. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you again next week.